Broadcasting more than 2,000 games live and archived in 15 sports in over 10 counties in western Pennsylvania, as well as being the exclusive home for all the WPIAL playoffs and championships for nearly two decades. Anytime, anywhere, always there. We are the new Trib Live High School Sports Network.
The Butler Radio Network and the Trib Live High School Sports Network now present Butler Golden Tornado Playoff Basketball. Tonight's broadcast can be heard on WBUT 1050 AM, online at WBUT.com, and on TribLive.com. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you in part by Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System, the law firm of Dylan McCandless King, Coulter & Graham, your local McDonald's restaurants, Conlon Tarker Attorneys at Law, the Bus and Butler Transit Authority, Mars Bank, Butler County Ford, Attorney Jerry Polisic, Old Stonewall Golf Club, Hutchinson's Dry Cleaners, the Armco Credit Union, William Wink Robinson for Judge. And now it's time for the pregame show. We head live to the hardwood with the voice of the Golden Tornado, Tyler Friel.
And we bring you in live to Chambersburg High School in the middle of the Keystone State for second round action of the PIAA 6A Boys Playoff. A pleasant good evening, friends, and thank you for joining us for more Butler Golden Tornado basketball as the season has been extended after a win last Saturday at Cannon McMillan High School against the Chambersburg Trojans. And so now that moved the Golden Tornado to the middle of the state to take on the Coatesville Red Raiders, who come into this game as the number two seed in District 1 and are coming off a win against Emmis by a final score of 85-76. The Golden Tornado, meanwhile, as we had mentioned, with a 56-42 win over Chambersburg to find themselves in second round action. This is only the second time the Golden Tornado have made it to the second round under head coach Matt Clement in the PIAA state tournament. The last time was only 2 years ago, actually, when they took on State College. That was on the campus of the University of Pitt-Johnstown. So now, after a three-hour and some change bus ride, the Golden Tornado are inside the gymnasium and are warming up as we're just a few minutes away from tip-off. And again, it's been an interesting season for the Golden Tornado, a fairly safe regular season to get them into the postseason. We've seen at times when it comes to Butler basketball where they have struggled to get into the playoffs, and once they've got in, they've made some noise, but this year was a little bit different. They safely secured the second spot in the WPIAA playoffs, found their way with an upset win over Pine Richland in the championship game. Tough loss to Mount Lebanon in the championship game, and then they were able to respond against Chambersburg last Saturday and now find themselves continuing their season. But they are taking on a Coatesville team that comes into this game with a 27-2 overall record. So it's been a very effective and very dynamic Coatesville team this year, one that plays their game based on speed, based on points, and based on aggressive defense. They're not an overwhelmingly tall team by any stretch. In fact, you would be hard-pressed to find anyone on this team over 6'6", 6'2". Definitely no one near the size that the Golden Tornado faced last Saturday when Tyler Collier, all of 6'8", was in the middle of that Chambersburg offense and defense. Now, Butler did a nice job of keeping Collier in check, but the Golden Tornado were getting it done offensively from a number of different avenues. It was starting with Ethan Martin, who finished the game with 20 points. He also was able to dominate rebounds and then also do very well in terms of assists, near triple-double, 20 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. And that's an Ethan Martin, by the way, that was matched up against Tyler Collier underneath. And so Martin putting together a really nice game. The freshman Devin Carney looking good as well. He had 14 points in that game. 8 points from Luke Patton, 8 points from Mason Montag, six points for Maddox Clement. But it was really the defense that was a surprise for the Golden Tornado. This is a team that on average allows 64.5 points per game. So Butler's defense, and we have mentioned this all season long, not their strongest part of their whole repertoire, but nonetheless they were able to put it together and hold a team to 42 points. Today, could be a different story because Chambersburg, I knew it was going to happen once. Coatesville likes to play a high-paced offense. They like to get up and down the floor. They're under the first-year leadership of Fred Thompson, who had previously spent past 15 years at Millersville University, part of the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference and a common opponent of Slippery Rock University. So you know you're getting a smart basketball mind and a man who knows what he's doing, and so that has put him in charge of this Coatesville program. For the first year, he took over for former head coach Chuck Moore, who unexpectedly stepped down back in May. Thompson, who had sat out a few years after being let go by Millersville, stepped into this role, and they have really pretty much picked up where they left off, or, boy, you could even go to a certain extent adding a little bit more, because they are champions of the Chessmont League. They are District 1 runners-up, and they are looking for their first state title since 2001. Now, the Golden Tornado are in the same boat. Obviously, with Ethan Morton and Matt Clement, it's been a very successful few years for the Golden Tornado, but they're looking to continue their season, a season that would have them play on Saturday. We'll continue to get you ready for this, highlight some players for Coatesville to keep an eye on tonight. That's all coming up on the other side of the break. Or a few minutes away from tip-off and starting lineups. That's all coming up next as we are getting you ready for PIAA basketball on WBUT 1050 AM and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
With Z-Bart, it's us or rust since 1959. Z-Shield paint protection, Z-Gloss paint coating, Aquapel rain repellent, auto detailing, window tinting, rust protection, truck accessories, remote starters, and auto glass replacement. Z-Bart, located in McKeesport, is there for all matters of protecting the look and accessories to your vehicle. Learn more about the products at zbart.com, spelled Z-I-E-B-A-R-T.com. If debt and bankruptcy is something you're dealing with, Dennis Spira Law Office is here for you. Bankruptcy experts, consumer credit, and debt experts, helping people get a fresh start. Stop foreclosure or repossession, end or reduce credit card debts, or resolve tax problems. Dennis Spira Law Office is open Monday through Friday. Information to reach them can be found on DennisSpira.com. That's Dennis, S-P-Y-R-A.com. Dennis Spira Law Office, a professional approach to debt solutions. You don't have to live in fear of creditors.
Shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurance is accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Lower yourself into the driver's seat of the all-new 2019 Mustang. Put your foot down, let the adrenaline flow as you experience the deep-throated rumble of the GT with its legendary 5-liter V8 engine. Nothing compares to the rush and exhilaration. It's pure magic. It's love at first sight. Feels so good. Gotta have kind of car. On the lot at Butler County Ford. All shined up, waiting for your test drive. On the corner of Main and Wayne is the home of the real deal, Butler County Ford. They make your wildest dreams come true.
Welcome back to Butler Basketball, WBUT 1050 AM and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Tyler Friel with you. This Coatesville team has a dynamic backcourt. Look to two players, Dupree Bryant and Jameer Brickus. You just have to go back to Saturday when Jameer Brickus had his career game. He dropped 41 points against Emmis, and this is a player that his coach Fred Thompson describes as a dynamic. He also says superstar. There are reports, you know, you read stories, they describe it as a superstar backcourt between Brickus and Bryant. You also see his brother, you would imagine. Donovan Brickus in the starting lineup. And like I said, it's not an overwhelming team in terms of size, which obviously the Golden Tornado are happy about, because that's been one of the really areas that they lack in terms of looking at them on paper. Ethan Morton, by far and away the tallest member of this team, and also their most dynamic rebounder. And so you factor in some Ethan Martins, Luke Pattons. They've got the wingspan, but not necessarily the quote-unquote big guys on the inside to bang around and muscle around. And luckily tonight for the Golden Tornado, Coatesville does not have that either. Now, curious to see how much tape this Coatesville team has watched on the Golden Tornado. You would have to imagine it's been a decent amount, because this Butler team faced a very similar opponent, at least by the sounds of it, in the Whitfield Championship. Mount Lebanon had all the feel of this same Coatesville team. Fast, aggressive defensively. They like to shoot the ball. They like to slash to the basket. That's what the Golden Tornado face just a few weeks ago against Mount Lebanon. The question is, can they handle that the next time around? And so, as I have said all season long with this Golden Tornado team, they are fun to watch. You know, for the most part, they are going to score. Can they defend enough to win this ball game? That's what it's going to come down to, and that's what we're going to get ready to see. Second round action of the PIAA 6A tournament is coming up next. We've got tip-off and starting lineups coming your way, and you can hear it all right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
The Butler Transit Authority congratulates the Butler High School boys basketball team and coaches on their great season. Your team accomplishments of working towards a mutual goal will help prepare you for life's challenges. Each team member's individual commitment to the group effort is truly what makes a team work. Working towards the common vision and focus of winning each game on the way to a championship. The Butler Transit Authority salutes the Butler High School team for their efforts and wishes them well on their quest for a championship.
Tired of initiation fees, monthly dues, and paying for a cart every time you play golf? If so, Old Stonewall Golf Club has the membership for you. Enjoy an all-inclusive membership at Old Stonewall for only $4,000 for the entire year. This covers unlimited golf, cart fees, driving range membership, and significantly discounted guest fees. Treat yourself to a full season of golf without any commitment at one of America's top 50 courses you can play, according to Golf Digest. For more information, visit oldstonewall.com. That's oldstonewall.com.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Spring cleaning is probably underway at your home, and it's time to clean and put away your winter wardrobe, comforters, and draperies. At Hutchinson's Dry Cleaners, they will professionally clean and care all your winter items to make the transition of seasons easier. Extend the life of your curtains and comforters by taking them for professional cleaning at Hutchinson's Cleaners, located at 331 Negley Avenue in Butler, with drop-off locations in Saxonburg and Mars. Go Tornadoes! Best of luck to the Butler boys basketball team in the state playoffs.
We got Butler basketball for you, WBUT 1050 AM. Let's introduce to you to tonight's starting lineups for Coatesville. They will go with Donovan Brickus, Dupree Bryant, Jameer Brickus, John Proctor, and Tyone Holmes. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, it's Devin Carney, Maddox Clement, Luke Patton, Ethan Martin, and Isaiah Scribner. The Golden Tornado in their away Vegas Gold. Coatesville in the home whites. tip-off underway, and we are ready to roll. The Golden Tornado come away with it as they move left to right on your radio dial, and it will be Dupree Bryan picking up Ethan Morton in the backcourt. Morton slashing to the basket, corner to Clement, three ball on the way, back of the iron, no good, rebound goes off of Isaiah Scribner, and the ball goes to Coatesville to kick things off. Jameer Brickus running the point for the Red Raiders in the home whites. He triggers left. Baseline drive. Proctor. Reverse layup. No good. Follow, though, and scoring the basket is Tione Holmes. And Coatesville has an early 2-0 lead. Trap defense coming from the Red Raiders. Patton's got it now, dishes it into the backcourt to Morton. Morton crossing the timeline, flips it over to Carney. Carney facing pressure back to Morton, underneath to Patton. Patton scoops it over to Scribner. Wide open now is Carney. Three ball short. Rebound knocked around, pulled down by Coatesville. Two open threes for the Golden Tornado, but they cannot connect. And here comes Bryan with it quickly the other way. Jumper from the foul line. That one is nowhere close. Rebound pulled down by Morton. Morton working his way through the middle, gets to the logo, kicks out left to Carney. Carney going back inside to Morton on the low block. Morton now working baseline, trying to back down, skips it across to Patton, another wide open three. This one is no good either. Another rebound is tipped to Coatesville. Moving the ball quickly is Bryan, dishing to Proctor. Proctor's reverse layup, no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Bryan. Both teams a little rusty coming off the bus after some substantial driving time for both squads. Scribner's now got it on the wing and flips it back out to Morton. Morton looking to drive. Spin move at the foul line. Elbow dish to Clement. Now his three ball is good, and the Golden Tornado are on the board. 3-2, they lead with 6:23 to go in the first. It is Bryan with it now, flipping it over to Brickus of the Donovan variety. Now shuffled across to Proctor on the left side wing. Proctor getting to the key, driving, flips it over to Donovan Brickus. He picks up his dribble, looking for somewhere to go, and he ends up dishing it to Jameer Brickus, who had 41 in first-round action. He drives, and we've got a carrying violation as the call, which means the ball will go back to the Golden Tornado. 6:01 to go, and Butler in front, 3-2. Morton to inbound, 1-2-2. Pressure is the defense from Coatesville. Patton goes middle to Scribner, back to Morton. Flips it over to Patton. The Golden Tornado get it across. Scribner bounces it over to Patton, who then dishes it right back to Morton. Morton working one-on-one against Donovan Brickus. Drives a lane. Scoop layup. Contact on the layup. No call, but the layup falls. 5-2 the score. Golden Tornado in front. Dupree Bryan with it now as the Golden Tornado come out in a box-on-one with Maddox Clement guarding Jameer Brickus. Swung across to Bryan, back to Donovan Brickus. Launches a three, and that one is good. Tie ball game, 5-5 with 5:20 to go in the first. Patton skips a pass up to Carney, crossing the timeline, crosses over, and then gives it off to Patton. Corner to Clement, three ball on the way is no good. Long board rolls out of bounds, and Coatesville will get it back. Again, we're all tied up, 5-5, 5:06 to go in the first. From Chambersburg High School in second-round action of the PIAA playoffs. Dupree Bryan with it now. Top of the key. Triggers left to Proctor. Swung along to Donovan Brickus, who then finds Jameer. Jameer firing a three. That one is no good, and Scribner pulls down the board. He hands it off to Morton. Fires it up to Patton. Wing to Carney. Carney driving to the basket. Left-handed layup up and in, using his speed to get beyond Holmes, giving Butler a two-point lead, but here comes Proctor quickly with it the other way. His scoop layup falls. 7-7 the score. Inbounded to Carney. Carney now will dish it back to Morton. All tied up here in the first. Patton splits defenders, turns around and hands it off to Devin. Devin drives, pass rejected, turnover as Holmes flips it up to Bryan. Bryan corner three is long. Hits nothing. Scribner comes down with the board. Outlets to Morton. Morton's spin move. Drive in the lane. Kicks out to Clement. Wide open three. He got it. 10-7. Golden Tornado in front with 4:05 to go. Dupree Bryan with it. Top of the key. Triggers left to Brickus. Back to Bryan. Bryan looking to drive. Gets to the elbow. Kicks corner to John Proctor. He launches a three. That one is no good. Rebound fought for. Morton comes away with the tip rebound. Now he's double-teamed on the baseline, but feeds it up to Isaiah Scribner, who then passes it along to Patton. Patton working his way to the middle. Drives corner to Carney. Another open three. That one halfway down, but does not go. Patton with the offensive board. Finds a Devin Carney. His ball's rejected. Morton gets a put back No good on the shot, but he did get fouled on the way up, so Martin will go to the line to shoot two. So Ethan Martin will go to the line to shoot two. 2 points today for Ethan. First one up, and it rattles around and falls. Butler extends their lead to four. Zach Slomer's checking into this game. Here comes the second for Ethan. That one good as well. Butler leading by five, 12-7. Dupree Bryant with it. Zach Slomer's now responsible for guarding Jameer Brickus. The junior hasn't seen much varsity playing time, but he's one of the better athletes on the squad. Brickus bounces it across to Proctor. Now wing side to Donovan Brickus. Inside to Holmes. Holmes finding Proctor. Baseline. They kick it out. Donovan Brickus, three ball. Does not fall. Rebound fought for. Come away with it. Or rather, it was Jameer Brickus who came away with it. He gets the put back to go. 12-9, 3 minutes left in the first. Kearney has it now. Open floor for the freshman. Working right side wing. Long two on the way, and he cashed it home. Four tonight for Devin Kearney. Butler back up by five, but the Red Raiders push the floor quickly, and they get it to Debris Bryan, who is on the right side wing. Working his way to the middle. Bounces a pass left to Proctor. Proctor now baseline to Donovan Brickus. Turnaround jumper no good. Holmes comes away with the offensive board. Proctor driving and a traveling violation called on the Red Raiders. The Golden Tornado will get it back. The Coatesville fans who have made the trip not happy with the call, but that is the call nonetheless. Damir Miller checks into this game along with Aaron Young for the Red Raiders. 2:30 to go. Butler up 14-9. Morton's got it. Working to his right. Crossover move. Three ball. It's good! Ethan Martin for three. And the Golden Tornado lead by eight. 17-9. Butler in front. Maddox Clement back into this game along with Montag. And he comes away with a steal. Montag then dishes it off to Morton. Morton feeling heavy pressure, feeds it up corner to Montag. Montag goes to Clement. Now Clement on the wing, looking to drive, bounces it to Kearney. Kearney kicks corner to Montag. Three ball on the way, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped around. Red Raiders come away with it. It's Brickus splitting defenders, getting to the elbow, kicking corner to Young. Bounce pass up top to Holmes. Holmes looking to drive. Teardrop does not go. Rebound fought for. Patton comes away with it. He shuffles it along. Outlet pass to Morton. Morton gets double teamed at the half court line. Floats a corner, and that pass is intercepted. Young came away with it. Feeds it up to Bryan. Bryan finding Miller in transition and the foul and one. As Miller got the bucket to go at the line. Montag picking up the foul. First foul of the night for the Golden Tornado, so obviously his first. Damir Miller will try to make it an old-fashioned three-point play. 17-11 the score. On the way, and it's good. 17-12, Butler in front. Kearney with it now, passes it back court to Patton, who then swings it along to Morton. Morton facing heavy pressure from Young again. Spin move to get beyond him. Drives a lane. Left-handed layup is up and in. 19-12. Red Raiders push the floor. Pass nearly stolen by Patton, but he steps out of bounds. So the Golden Tornado will remain on defense with a 1:09 to go here in the first quarter. We knew Coatesville played high energy. We knew we were probably going to be in for a high score, and that's what we've got so far. 19 points in the first quarter for the Golden Tornado. Butler remaining the box on one against Jameer Brickus. Dupree Bryant pumps along three, drives, jumper from the elbow is up and in. His first points of the night, 19-14, back to a five-point lead. Patton has the ball ripped away from him. Miller came away with it, and then he lost it, so it goes out of bounds. The Golden Tornado avoiding a potential issue as the Coatesville Red Raiders had numbers on the other end. In fact, it was about a three-on-one. 47.8 now left in the first. Butler leading by five. Patton to inbound. Tosses it in to Kearney. Kearney crossing half court. Working wing. Goes behind the back. Takes a setter step back out. Floats it along to Morton. Morton again guarded heavily by Aaron Young, who's using a lot of the hand checking right now. We'll see if the officials call it. And now they do. He's extending those hands. This was a point of emphasis. The PIAA said they were going to call this year. And so now we see it. And we've seen it really throughout the course of the season, but we just saw it there. First foul against Coatesville tonight. 32 seconds to go in the first. Patton tosses it in deep to Morton. Again guarded by Young. Golden Tornado typically in these situations have played for last shot. We'll see if they do the same. Morton working with it in the backcourt. Now double team, throws it to Kearney. Kearney skips a pass to Patton. Corner to Montag. Montag right back to Patton with 10. Morton wants this one-on-one. And we got another hand check against Young. The Coatesville fans not happy about it, but to be honest with you folks, you know I try to call it without the blue and gold glasses on. These are about as straightforward of a hand check as you can get. Six to go. Morton looking to drive. Heavily guarded. Lost the ball. They feed it up. Jameer Brickus layup at the buzzer is no good, and so the Golden Tornado will take a five-point lead into the second. 19-14 the score. We'll come back with more Butler basketball right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Stans Transmission, specializing in transmission maintenance and repair on any make and all models. Engine and differential rebuilding, inspections, emissions, towing, tire, and brake repairs. All transmission rebuilds are guaranteed at 24 months and 24,000 miles, or at 3 years and 100,000 miles. 62 years of experience. They honor all aftermarket warranties. Stans Transmission is open Monday through Saturday, located in North Versailles. Stans Transmission. We're with you every mile.
14-14 the score. Golden Tornado in front. Coatesville, though, beginning the second quarter with the ball. They trigger left to Proctor, back up top to Dupree Bryant. Back to Proctor. Butler remaining in their box on one. Proctor's got it. Drives, dishes to Holmes. Ball sneaks away. Rolls out of bounds. The Golden Tornado will take it over. 7:40 to go in the second. Full court pressure remains from the Red Raiders. Morton now double team. Lobs it up to Patton. Patton with his back turned to the hoop, throws it right back to Morton. Morton dribbling with his left, getting to the elbow, fires a jumper, got it! Yes, sir! Morton with 11. 21-14, Butler leads by a touchdown. Bryan with it the other way, looking to drive, gets to the rim, layup no good, rebound, fought for, knocked around, and Patton comes away with it. Patton then right hand chucks it up to Kearney. Kearney to the corner to Montag. Montag looking for a guy, and he finds Luke Patton. He fires a three, front of the rim, no good. Rebound ripped down by Jameer Brickus. Brickus feeds it up to a cutting Dupree Bryan, who scores the right-handed layup off the glass and in. 21-16 inside the seven-minute mark. Morton's got it now, guarded by Proctor, who's all over him. No call, Morton to Kearney, Kearney to Clement, three ball, back of the iron, does not fall. Rebound pulled down by Bryant. Bryant crossing the timeline, working his way to the middle, gets to the elbow, drives, layup, no call, no contact, layup no good. Rebound loose on the floor, Proctor comes away with it, he dishes to Brickus, and he is fouled on the way up. Excuse me, check that, make it Bryant, and he will go to the line to shoot two. Foul call against Luke Patton, which will be his first, and the second against the Golden Tornado. First one on the way from Bryan is good. He's got five tonight. Back to a four-point game. Butler in front. Scribner checking in. He will give Montag a break. 6:30 to go in the second. And the second from Bryan is good as well. Six tonight for the junior guard. Morton double team. They feed it up to Scribner. Hand and over and back violation as Scribner was in the front court and tossed it to the back court. Just not good court awareness there by Scribbs. And so Coatesville will get it back. 21-18, 6:25, Butler in front. And a timeout taken by the Golden Tornado. We got to take a timeout ourselves. 21-18, Butler in front. 6:25 to go in the second. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Did you buy a car, truck, or SUV last year thinking you were going to get 0% or some other low-rate finance offer and then drove off the lot with a much higher rate? Don't worry. Armco Credit Union has the solution. Refinance with us and get a 60-month loan on a 2016 or newer vehicle for just 2.24% APR. We've got low rates on older models, too. It's never been easier to join, so call any of our four branch locations today or visit us at armcocu.com for membership and rate information. Armco Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender and is federally insured by NCUA.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurance is accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
It's 21-18, the Golden Tornado in front of Coatesville, 6:25 to go. It's a 4-2 run to kick things off for the Red Raiders. Actually, yeah, 4-2 run to kick things off. Had to double-check my numbers there. But the Red Raiders have the ball after the turnover by the Golden Tornado. They remain in their box on one. Clement on Jameer Brickus, who had 40 points in the first round game. Driving the lane is Proctor. Teardrop does not go. Rebound fought for. Offensive board from Brickus. His layup rattles around and falls. Jameer Brickus with four tonight. 21-20. Golden Tornado lead now reduced to just one. Clement's got it on the wing. Dishes it back out to Morton. Morton guarded tightly. Crosses over. High screen from Scribner. Picks up his dribble. Turnaround jumper. Three does not go. Rebound Coatesville. Here comes Proctor, right side, hands it off to Brickus. Brickus driving the lane, scoop layup, up and in. And just like that, Coatesville on top, 22-21. Luke Patton with it now, handing it off to Morton. Double team back to Patton. Patton will drive, kicks out wide to Carney, corner to Clement. He fires a three. That one does not go. Rebound knocked around and coming away with it was Holmes, but his pass is intercepted. Carney transition long two, they say. His foot was on the line, but he buried it. Butler back in front, 23-22 after the steal and bucket from the freshman Carney. Brickus triggers left to Dupree Bryant. Bryant with six tonight, bounces it across to Miller. Miller corner to Brickus, three ball on the way, no good. Morton rips down the board. Working his way through the middle of the court, splits defenders, hands it off to Patton. Patton now. Call for a traveling violation, and Coatesville will get it back. Butler in front, 23-22, 4:50 to go in the second. Bryan with the ball, bringing it up the floor. Triggers right to Proctor. And an offensive foul. They're going to get it against Amir Miller, who will pick up his first. It will be the fourth against Coatesville. Donovan Brickus back into this game for the Red Raiders. Color scheme very similar to Texas Tech, also the Red Raiders. Ball inbounded to Carney after the double team against Morton. Carney then flips it over to Patton. Patton racing up the floor, has the ball ripped away. Brickus with a bounce pass, or rather Bryan with a bounce pass to Brickus, who finishes at the rim, 24-23. Patton lobs it up, intercepted, coming away with it was Donovan Brickus. He looks ahead, finding Bryan, drives the lane, layup up, no good. Patton comes down with a board, and we've got a foul against the Red Raiders. The Coatesville crowd was looking for a travel. Instead, they get a blocking foul. It's assessed to Jameer Brickus as he picks up his first. It will be the fifth against Coatesville. And if you can't tell on the radio, folks, this is essentially a home game for the Red Raiders. Morton driving the lane. Offensive foul. They say he lowered his shoulder into the body of Tione Holmes. And so Morton will pick up his first, and it will be the third against the Golden Tornado. Butler trailing by one, 24-23 the score. Tione Holmes, foul line, drives, layup, no good, rebound knocked around, tipped out to Coatesville, spin move on the inside, no bucket, they say he traveled. Donovan Brickus taking the extra step in the lane, so the Golden Tornado will get it back. 3:53 to go, Coatesville in front, 24-23. Ball inbounded to Carney, flip back over to Luke Patton. Patton bringing it up the floor, hands it off to Morton, who then throws it right back to Patton. Corner to Scribner. Scribner puts it on the deck, picks up his dribble now, and lobs it back to Morton. Morton guarded tightly by Miller. Working to his right, skips it across to Carney. Corner to Clement, open three for the sophomore. That is no good. Holmes clears the board. Feeds it up quickly to Jameer Brickus, driving the lane. Brickus gets tied up, and they say Carney stepped out of bounds. And so it will stay with Coatesville as Carney and Brickus got tied up together and essentially tangoed with each other the whole way to the baseline. We've got to take a quick 30-second timeout, my friends. 24-23, Coatesville in front. 3:26 to go in the first half. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Attorney Jerry Polisic invites you to attend the 15th Annual Fine Arts and Beyond Fab Showcase to be held on Saturday, April 7th at 4:30 at the Butler Intermediate High School. The evening will showcase amazing student artwork as well as live musical performances. All donations are used exclusively for Butler Area School District student scholarships, creative teaching grants, and the Weekend Backpack Program helping students in need. The Golden Tornado Scholastic Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and contributions to the foundation are tax deductible. For more information, visit their website at GoldenTornadoScholasticFoundation.org.
Well, it's been really much all Coatesville in this second quarter. They've limited the Golden Tornado to just 4 points. Devin Carney with a long two and Ethan Morton with a two. It's been Brickus and Bryant. That's what we expected. This duo in the backcourt can really get to the rim. The Golden Tornado have done a nice job of keeping them in check, at least for the time being. They're just going to have to find ways to generate some offense. It's been full court pressure by Coatesville. Butler handling it well at times, and then at other times they have struggled with it. So it's been a bit of an up and down game for Butler, but they only find themselves trailing by one. Lobbed in deep to Brickus, long three, and he got it. Jameer Brickus with 11 points tonight. Red Raiders now leading by four, 27-23. Patton's got it now, gets it across half court. Scribner cannot handle it. Turnover. Brickus now, transition three, back of the rim, no good. Morton ripping down a rebound. Bringing it up the floor is Ethan. Double team, ball stripped and knocked out of bounds, so the Golden Tornado will inbound on the baseline. Jaden Brickus now into this game for Coatesville. Third Brickus we've seen tonight. Clement's got it, right side wing. Swings it along to Morton, top of the key. Morton looking to drive, and we've got a hand check from Jaden Brickus. It will be the six against Coatesville, so Butler still one shy of the 1-1. They trail by four, 2:50 to go in the second. Patton will inbound. He finds Morton, who is now guarded by Demir Miller. Underneath to Clement. Flipped up top to Carney. Hey, they're calling a double foul. That's ridiculous. Sorry, folks. I got distracted. I mean, you got Demir Miller all over Ethan Morton, and they're calling a double foul at the foul line. I mean, that is insane. He's pushing him backwards. That's ridiculous. I suppose in honor of Dick Grote, who's retiring after this season, time to go off to the men in stripes. I've been too kind. That was a ridiculous call. I mean, he's been getting hammered all night, and they're not calling it, and they decide to call a double foul. That's ridiculous. Morton's got it now, double team inside to Patton. And we get a traveling violation. And I tell you what, folks, these refs better get a handle on this game, too, because this has been a bit out of control. I think it's been a very aggressive game, and I don't think they're calling it as closely as they should. Jameer Brickus with the ball now, guarded by Maddox Clement. 2:25 to go. Lobs it up to Dupree Bryant. Bryant waiting for it, or rather waiting with it at half court. Will now start to attack. Working left, jumper from the elbow, and he got it. 29-23 the score, 2 minutes to go. Golden Tornado trying to generate some offense. Morton double team, has a ball nearly stripped away, but he finds Patton, who gives it right back to Morton. Now to Clement, a three ball on the way. That is no good. Scribner coming away with the offensive board. Outlets it backwards to Carney. Back up top to Morton. Morton top of the key, crossover move, driving the lane. Left-handed scoop layup up and in. Much needed 2 points for the Golden Tornado. They trail by 4, buck 30 to go. Brickens with it now with a little razzle-dazzle drive in the lane. Cannot get the layup to go, and Patton is able to rip down a rebound. He outlets to Morton. Morton bringing it across half court. Crossover move. He looks to attack. Spin move on the inside. It's stripped away. Goes back up. Contact. No call. His second put back is also no good, and the rebound is brought down by Coatesville. They feed it up quickly and rather throw it away. The pass intended for Jameer Brickus just goes out of bounds, and so the Golden Tornado get the ball back. 1:12 to go, 29-25 the score. Inbounded to Carney, they find a cutting Morton. Crossing the timeline, Morton crosses over, drives the lane, scoop layup, no call. And now there is a late whistle, and the men in stripes draw the ire of the Coatesville fans. Pione Holmes will pick up his first. It will be the eighth against Coatesville, and Morton will go to the line to shoot a pair. First one from Morton is good. Mason Montag into the game for Maddox Clement. Butler's drawn this within a 3-point game. Morton can make it 2. Second one from Ethan. That one is good as well. 29-27, Red Raiders in front, 1:05 to go in the second quarter. They go corner to Brickus, back up top to Brickus, and then they go to Bryant at this point. You got 3 Brickuses on the floor right now. You've got Donovan Brickus, Jameer Brickus, and Jaden Brickus, all out there for the Red Raiders. They're just holding the ball now. Dupree Bryant waiting for last shot. Golden Tornado content enough to give it to him. And now they will attack. Bryant triggers left to Jaden Brickus. Brickus puts it on the deck. Looking to go to Jameer, not there. Brickus crosses over, drives the lane. He is fouled from behind by Luke Patton. And so that will mean Jaden Brickus will go to the line to shoot 2 with 20 seconds to go in the second. First trip to the charity stripe for Jaden. His first one is up and in. 30-27 the score, 20 seconds to go. Held ball right now would go to the Golden Tornado. Clement will check in. He comes in for Isaiah Scribner. And here comes the second from Jaden Brickus. That one is good as well. John Proctor will check in for Jaden Brickus. Coatesville upping their lead to 4 again. 20 seconds flat to go in the second. Morton to inbound this time. He gets it in to Luke Patton. Patton working to his left, flips it over to Morton. Morton facing a double team, goes right back to Patton. Spin move by the junior, and he draws a foul, which will send Luke Patton to the line to shoot the 1-1. Now, I know I've been complaining for fouls. That one, I don't know if I would have called. It's tough to be an official. Foul called against Dupree Bryant, his first. 9th against the Red Raiders. Patton to the line. He's been held scoreless so far today. We'll hope to make this a two-point game again. Front end of the 1-1 is up. It is no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Still being fought for. Coatesville comes away with it. It's Jameer Brickus. Triggers to his right to Bryant. Bryant drives. Left-handed scoop layup. Up does not go. Put back, though, is up and in for John Proctor. Buzzer sounds, and the Golden Tornado will head to halftime trailing by six. It's 33-27. We'll recap it next. Butler basketball here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Lower yourself into the driver's seat of the all-new 2019 Mustang. Put your foot down, let the adrenaline flow as you experience the deep-throated rumble of the GT with its legendary 5-liter V8 engine. Nothing compares to the rush and exhilaration. It's pure magic. It's love at first sight. Feels so good. Gotta have kind of car. On the lot at Butler County Ford. All shined up, waiting for your test drive. On the corner of Main and Wayne is the home of the real deal, Butler County Ford. They make your wildest dreams come true.
Your complete door experience starts here with Slack Garage Door. Steel garage doors offer safety, durability, energy efficiency, and low maintenance. Slack Garage Door is a full-service garage door company providing garage door service and repair since 1951. Slack Garage Door offers a 5-year labor warranty and are good for residential, commercial, or industrial. Slack Garage Door is open Monday through Friday and on the web at slackgaragedoor.com.
Thinking about remodeling or refinancing your home? ARMCO Credit Union's new HELOC combines the flexibility of a traditional home equity line of credit with the low fixed rate of a home equity loan. Lock in different amounts, rates, and terms up to 20 years under one convenient loan agreement and monthly payment without the hassle of reapplying as your borrowing needs change. It's never been easier to join, so call or visit us at one of our locations or online at armcocu.com to become a member.
ARMCO Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by NCUA.
33-27, Golden Tornado trailing Coatesville at the half. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT, the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday evening, especially you Golden Tornado fans who normally make the trip to most games, but we're not able to make the three-hour commute to Chambersburg. We're glad to have you aboard, and hopefully you're enjoying what has turned out to be a very, I don't want to say bizarre game, but I haven't seen Butler play a game like this in a long time. Even those games against Pine Richland, which were more run and gun, but rather cleanly played, and I know I went off on the officials there at some point. There just seems to be a lot of hand-checking out on the floor, and so I think the men in stripes are going to have to try to figure out how they want to call this in the second half. I don't think it's been an overall a huge factor in this game, but I think at the same time, I think it's definitely playing a role. The Golden Tornado right now at this point just turning the ball over too much. That seems to be the main factor as to why they can't get enough going. Coatesville, though, just scoring effectively, getting to the rim, we know those would be factors for how this Red Raiders team plays. They do it effectively, and they do it from a lot of angles, but right now it's Jameer Brickus and Dupree Bryant leading the charge. 11 points for Brickus, 8 points for Bryant. Those two are the leading scorers. You've got 4 points for John Proctor, 3 points for Donovan Brickus, 3 points for Demir Miller, 2 points for Jaden Brickus. So that's your scoring totals. And the Red Raiders, by the way, 5 of 5 from the line. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, Ethan Morton, the leading scorer. He's got 15 tonight. 4 of 4 from the charity stripe. He hit a 3 earlier in the game. Golden Tornado actually having many looks from 3. They just haven't been able to convert on them. 6 points for Devin Carney. 6 points for Maddox Clement. Those were 2 threes that happened in the first quarter. Since that time, Butler has not been able to hit many of the open threes that they've had an opportunity at, something that I think if they want to win this game, they're going to have to change in the second half. We'll be back, though, coming up with more halftime action, or lack thereof, right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home court advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlon, and at Conlon Tarker, we believe that attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities they serve. That's why we are proud sponsors of our local sports teams. And that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you if you've been involved in any type of accident that has resulted in personal injury or death. After all, there's a reason they call it a home court advantage. Learn more at ConlonTarker.com or call for a free case evaluation. Conlon Tarker, we fight for you.
You count steps, you work out, you watch your diet, but what are you doing for your brain? Introducing the Roberto app. It uses fun, game-like experiences to monitor and track your brain. Then you can really see how diet, stress, sleep, and a bunch of other lifestyle factors are affecting you. Performance is important in all aspects of life, on the job, at home, and on the athletic field. The Roberto app is also a way for parents to keep an eye on the effects on their kids. Download the app now, robertoapp.com.
Accela Health's Primary Care Weekends is your stop for convenient medical care when your doctor isn't available. You'll find the same high-quality care you've come to expect from our Accela Health Medical Group doctors, along with easy access to x-ray, blood work, and more. We also provide camp, sports, and school physicals for children, along with flu vaccines, pneumonia, and driver's license physicals. And we accept all major insurances. To learn more, go to accelahealth.org, search weekends.
On the basketball court, emotions run high, just like in the courtroom. This is Wink Robinson. Tonight, the Golden Tornado are working hard. I'm also working hard to be elected your next judge for Butler County. I'm experienced in the law, impartial, independent, and will serve with integrity. My campaign is self-funded. This judicial election should not be won by a candidate who spends the most money or who has a personal agenda. Butler County citizens deserve better. Think Wink for Judge on May 21st, paid for by William Wink Robinson.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
33-27 the score. Tyler Frail with you. Halftime here on WBUT, Trib Live High School Sports Network. If you're thinking about a home project or consolidating credit card debt, now is a great time. Get a home equity loan for as low as 3.49% APR. That's right. You can get a home equity loan for as low as 3.49% APR. This is a limited time offer, and you can visit MarsBank.com to see the details and other great rates and terms. Rates as low, again, as 3.49% APR for home equity loans. This is all at Mars Bank. You can visit MarsBank.com and click on the 349 banner. Member FDIC, Mars Bank, MLS, and number 594084. It's been a high-paced game. It's been a physical game. And the Golden Tornado are just trying to figure out a way now to generate some offense, enough offense, 27 points. They were all held to just 8 points, though, in the second quarter. And, again, I don't want to harp on the officials, but I think, you know, in terms of how they're going to call this game in the second half is going to play a factor into what and how the Golden Tornado can operate offensively, because Ethan Morton has been stymied by a lot of tight defense, and if Coatesville can get away with a lot of the hand-checking that they are, that's going to keep Ethan in check. Meanwhile, the Golden Tornado defense has to try to find a way to stop Jameer Brickus and Dupree Bryant. We'll be back. Second half action coming up next. Butler trailing Coatesville 33-27 right here on WBUT and the Triple Life High School Sports Network.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Spring cleaning is probably underway at your home, and it's time to clean and put away your winter wardrobe, comforters, and draperies. At Hutchinson's Dry Cleaners, they will professionally clean and care all your winter items to make the transition of seasons easier. Extend the life of your curtains and comforters by taking them for professional cleaning at Hutchinson's Cleaners, located at 331 Negley Avenue in Butler, with drop-off locations in Saxonburg and Mars. Go Tornadoes! Best of luck to the Butler boys basketball team in the state playoffs. Attorney Jerry Polisic congratulates the 2017-2018 Butler Mock Trial Team for winning the Butler County competition for the 10th consecutive year and for varsity placing third and junior varsity placing fifth at the University of Pittsburgh Mock Trial Competition. Attorney Polisic also encourages you to attend the upcoming 15th Annual Fab Showcase presented by the Golden Tornado Scholastic Foundation on Saturday, April 17th at the Butler Intermediate High School. For more details, go to GoldenTornadoScholasticFoundation.org.
Quality Roofing and Quality Siding, that's JP Roofing and Metal Buildings. With a 10-year manufacturer's labor warranty, they do residential and commercial buildings. Financing is available with no interest or no payments for 18 months. Serving East Pittsburgh, the South Hills of Pittsburgh, and Westmoreland County, JP Roofing and Metal Buildings is open 24 hours or visit them online at jproofingandmetalbuildings.com. JP Roofing is quality long remembered, always at a fair price and with 35 years of experience. JP Roofing and Metal Buildings is quality roofing done right the first time.
The Butler Transit Authority congratulates the Butler High School boys basketball team and coaches on their great season. Your team accomplishments of working towards a mutual goal will help prepare you for life's challenges. Each team member's individual commitment to the group effort is truly what makes a team work. Working towards the common vision and focus of winning each game on the way to a championship. The Butler Transit Authority salutes the Butler High School team for their efforts and wishes them well on their quest for a championship.